O'clock on a Monday, it's that time again to welcome Opus from the Thirsty Monk for the Voice of Beer. Opus, this is the first time you've been on the headphones. What do you think?
Oh, it's a brand new experience. I hear chanting.
Well, there's always been chanting. You've just never heard it.
Oh, wow.
So
I always thought it was in my head.
No, Opus.
Oh, it's real.
No, it's just in the headphones.
So welcome back. Double dose. We had you here on the show on Friday, and now we wanted to bring you back today for the Voice of Beer. And this is unusual. When I saw you waiting in the kitchen there, you had a cup filled with ice. Now, there must be a reason there's a cup full of ice here.
Yes, because today I'm actually not pouring a beer. I'm pouring a cider.
Cider.
And some of these ciders are best served on ice.
So let's talk about the resurgence of cider, because, I mean, I've seen a lot of ciders around lately. So it seems are just breweries that have never been into cider starting to kind of brew their own batches?
Well, actually, it's a technical thing. The beer breweries cannot brew cider unless they have brand new equipment, like completely different equipment to brew the cider and then the beer. You can't use the same equipment.
And what is there something different about that equipment?
No, actually, there's no different. It's just government mandates.
Ah, oh, that government. They always get in the way. They won't let us mash up the beer and the cider.
You can put a lot of beers, like Pisca makes a beer with apples in it. So it's an apple beer you can do. But if you're brewing a cider, you have to have just your own cidery.
Now, are ciders on tap a bunch of places?
Very, very few places, but there is cider on tap available. There's just a few to name of the Original Sin Cider, which is this very small cidery out of New York that makes some really cool ciders. And today I brought in Crispin, which is brand new to Asheville, and they're from the West Coast. And they have ciders on draft and some really cool stuff in bottles as well.
Now, what about, is there anybody making cider here on the East Coast?
Well, just the one in New York. There's one in Vermont, Woodchuck, and a few here and there.
I've seen Woodchuck.
Woodchuck's got the little woodchuck on it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a local cidery. I wouldn't say local. They're in North Carolina called McRitchie. And they really brew some interesting stuff. And they're harder to find. But
so what about these guys? Is there a competition for the best cider? I know there's so many beer competitions out there, but since these guys are kind of separated from the brewing process, is there stuff or events just for the cider guys?
They kind of get lumped in with the beer. There's not many cider-based events. I'm sure there's few around the country, but they kind of get the short end of the beer staff. They're considered a fermented beverage, and they're in some beer festivals, but they don't get as big recognition as the beer does.
Is there any chance of us we could become Cider City USA at some point?
We have good apples here, so yeah, why not?
Like those apples. All right, here we go. Let's taste this cider over ice. Is that how you serve it at the Monk?
Sometimes. Not at the moment, but we have a cider tasting tomorrow with these guys down south, and we'll have some ice there. So you could have it on ice, and you could have it without on ice.
And that's an event we might have to attend, Jim. A cider tasting.
We're gonna have
Yeah, Jim will go.
The people from Crispin are gonna be out here, and we're gonna have a few bottles. And right now we have their pear cider on draft. So there's gonna be a pear cider, an apple cider, and this that I'm pouring for you right now is a really, really cool thing. It's a hard cider, and it's been brewed with an Irish stout yeast. And it was fermented with honey and molasses.
Really?
So you're going to taste this, and I don't want to ruin it for you, but it's going to taste like a beer.
It's like the everlasting gobstopper, all sorts of things thrown in there.
There you go.
Nice caramel color here.
Yeah, and this is, just results from throwing some molasses in it and brewing it with that really cool Irish stout yeast. And we're not going to say which Irish stout it is, but...
All right, here we go. To the debt ceiling. Please get something worked out by the time we finish this cider. What do you think, Jim?
This is very unusual. I like it.
Yeah,
Jim just had a deer in the headlights look as soon as he tasted that.
This is a what now?
you can definitely taste the apple part of it, but but there's this really interesting quality that makes you kind of think, am I drinking a cider? Am I drinking a beer? I'm not sure what this is.
It's in between.
But it's still so light.
It's very light. It's light, but it's still like over 6%. So it's a fairly strong alcohol drink right there. Mm-hmm. But it's wholly unique because it looks dark. It tastes, you're not even sure if it's cider or beer or what. And
it's not necessarily seasonal. And I mean, I think of the fall when I think of cider, but it doesn't.
Oh, no. Cider's. You think of fall because the apples are ready in the fall.
So Jim's thinking county fair cider.
Thank you. Well, I am.
Aren't we all?
That's how I was raised.
Right, aren't we all?
I mean, that's definitely their harvest time. And if you're lucky and you're in the Northwest or some areas here, you get a few seasons for apples, not just the fall. You get an early spring, I think, and late summer also has like some. You can get some fresh apples, cider's a year round thing nowadays.
Go good with a meal.
So, Opus, you guys are really lucky to get some of these brewmasters, the owners of these breweries and different companies, as they're going around, the Eastern Seaboard and other places, be able to conveniently schedule them so they can stop by Asheville.
Well, Asheville is getting their attention, more so than most other cities right now, probably, because we are Beer City USA, and we have this quenching thirst for just new brands and new beers and new such. So, when they want to look for a new market, they're like, yeah, let's look at Asheville. And we're a very small city, but we love all these new beers.
And I know you guys were flooded with tourists this weekend. I was downtown this weekend, and folks were everywhere. And you can tell because they're on the corner with maps pointing this way and pointing that way. And
the license plates.
Right, and our downtown's very small, but very confusing to a lot of people, too. So I'm sure you've had an influx of tourists coming in for the summer because a lot of people are doing what I would call a staycation. If they're from Atlanta or maybe Tennessee or Virginia, they're not going, they're going about 100 miles, maybe 150, and they're staying here in Asheville and experiencing a city that's closer that they've never vacationed in, and Asheville really opens a lot of people's eyes.
And those are the people who actually have gained, Asheville gains attention from, because they're the ones who voted us Beer City. Mm-hmm. It's not the people in Asheville, because we don't have that high a population. It's people from Georgia and Tennessee and South Carolina and all the relying areas that know Asheville has really good beer and heads here for beer that say, let's make them Beer City.
Well, one thing I like you guys are doing that I really like is the dollar off on North Carolina full pours. You do this on Monday night. I mean, just to, take a dollar off all those North Carolina beers, at the same time supporting those breweries, because we have quite a diversity of breweries here in North Carolina and locally.
Well, yeah, we have fiercely loyal Ashevillians,
and it keeps growing.
Oh yeah, who love all the local brews, and we're trying to throw in North Carolina brews to be also local, because we have some amazing breweries, just east of the mountains as well, and Full Steam and a bunch of others like Duck Rabbit that's out there that they're not Asheville, but North Carolina is really just as good as local.
The cider's dangerous, Opus. It goes down so smooth.
Jim,
are you already finished?
No, please. We got a show to do.
Yeah, just freaking another hour and a half here, Jim.
Especially on a hot day like this. It's really.
You've nailed it. That's truly the toughest part of cider and these very light, fairly high alcohol beers is really you could down it instantly and then just have another and another, and that's why they have so many songs about cider. And how the dangers get reaped upon you.
So what about this Wednesday? What are you doing for Pint Night? Is this when you're doing the Crispin Cider?
No, we're doing a Crispin Cider tasting tomorrow at Thirsty Monk South. And we're going to follow up with our brand new trivia night. And then Wednesday, we've got Southern Tier and Blue Point on for our Pint Nights. But the coolest thing that we're doing is this Thursday, down at Thirsty Monk South, we are doing the very first sip, the premier release party of French Broad's new IPA.
Oh, yeah, I read about that somewhere on Ash Vegas or one of the blogs out there. So Thursday night's the night everybody gets to taste it.
Yep, they've been testing and experimenting with a bunch of different IPAs for the past year or two. But now, with their new brewer, they've perfected it. It's from what I hear, it's pretty aggressively hopped. So it might be one of the strongest IPAs that we have in Asheville. And we're doing the first sip of it down at Thirsty Monk South on Thursday.
Now, do you get a little pre-tasting session before the
public? There's no pre-taste available. It's going to be pretty much ready on maybe Wednesday or that Thursday morning. So there's... really, we're going to be surprised by it, just about as surprised as you are.
And what's the name of the IPA?
It's called French Broad IPA.
Okay. And so then I guess it will be available after that?
Yeah, they're adding it to their list of year-round beers. So this isn't just going to be a seasonal. This is going to be something that you can get all the time from French Broad.
And I mentioned, Opus, there's more breweries on the way. I've heard this weekend that there's going to be two more opened up somewhere in Buncombe County. There's one already in the works, so I guess this is a trend that will continue. And we were talking about last week how we're seeing distilleries and others start construction. So we're going to have all sorts of tasting rooms in the city of Asheville.
Yeah, I just met someone who works at the new Moonshine Distillery.
Oh, yes.
Downtown, and that is going to be really interesting.
Right across from McCormick Field.
Yeah.
That's going to be quite a thirsty Thursday.
That is. I'm looking forward to personally having some moonshine barrel-aged beers come out of this. Absolutely.
As in White Lightning.
Oh, as in White Lightning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get ready.
Asheville White Lightning.
It's happening. So, well, Opus, thanks so much for stopping by with the cider. We really appreciate it. And let's remind everybody, monkpub.com. You got to check it out. It's one of the best websites in the area for everything beer. It has the entire schedule of what's going on at the Thirsty Monk. You can find out more information, as well as you got that great Twitter feed as people post their tweets about this and that for anything beer related. And don't forget, tomorrow night there'll be it's the Crispin, I guess the Crispin Cider Night is what we're calling it. Crispin,
yeah, we're doing the tasting. We're gonna taste some of this Lansdowne that we're tasting right now, as well as a few others, some on draft and some in bottle.
And then Thursday night is the big night, because you're really people are tasting a beer for the first time. So let's remind our listeners about Thursday night.
So Thursday, French Broad IPA release party at Thirsty Monk South.
All right, folks. Opus, thanks so much for stopping by Local Edge Radio. We appreciate it as always. Thanks for the cider. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back here on Local Edge Radio. Jim will open up the Progressive Hotline. Once again, that number is 252-4348. It's Local Edge Radio with Blake and Leslie on 880 The Revolution.